Finally, I also want to let you know, if you're getting ready to do a project, either indoors or outdoors, and you're getting out your tape measure, and it's a tape measure that is a little, let's just say it's an older one, and it's battle scarred, but yet it still works fine. Nothing wrong with that, but I want you to actually look down at the tab of the tape measure, you know, the little hook at the end, the L-shaped hook. Frequently, people make huge mistakes. They actually measure something. They measure something, they transfer the measurement to the piece of wood, they cut it, and then they wonder why it doesn't fit. And the reason that happens is because at some point over time, one of two things happened. Either the tape measure was dropped, and the end of the hook actually gets bent so that it's not a 90-degree angle, or a bunch of grit gets into the little slide. If you ever notice with a brand new tape measure, that hook at the end, it actually slides about a 32nd of an inch. And that's by design, because it's actually taking into account the thickness of the tab of metal. So you've got to make sure that the end of the tape measure still can slide. So you may have to squirt it with just a little bit of WD-40 and keep that movement in the end of the tape measure. Those are the two biggest reasons why do-it-yourselfers have take measurements, and then they just sit there and scratch their head like, why isn't this working? And so make sure. So if you want to straighten out the end of that tab or that tape measure, you have to use two linesman's pliers. You actually have to kind of grab the end of the tape, get another linesman's plier at a 90-degree angle, and very gently bend that thing back to a 90-degree angle. If you don't take your time, you'll split the metal on the tape and ruin the tape measure. So quick little tip about how to get perfect measurements on your projects this spring.